Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, October 5th, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, how kinetic actions led to dead civilians and a flaming hospital. Then, did you know that human rights are no longer a top priority for the UK government? After that, Hillary, who spent most of her adult life surrounded by bodyguards, is coming for your guns. And what the Trans-Pacific Partnership means for you. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Yeah, I think that's what we call this piece, Jail the TPP Sons of B***hs. But, you know, I want to be honest, you know, that's insulting women who had kids out of wedlock. I don't think that's that, you know, I'm saying it's a great thing, but, you know, these guys are beyond bastard sons of bitches.
Right. Right. I mean, we lose terminology for these type of people. I mean, they're beyond the scope of imagination even of our ancestors.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, you may have guessed it by now, but it is now officially announced, at least in the UK. Human rights are not a top priority. Actually, the top priority, they say, are trade agreements. And we're going to talk about the TPP and leadership changes in the Congress, how that's going to affect things. This story up on InfoWars.com from The Independent says, human rights are no longer a, quote, top priority for the UK government, says the Foreign Office chief. Human rights are not the top priority. He admitted ministers put resources into supporting trade deals ahead of tackling injustice in other parts of the world, or maybe ahead of spying on their own citizens, violating their own laws. This is Sir Simon MacDonald. He is permanent secretary at the Foreign Office. He said human rights no longer had the profile within his department that they had had in the past. The conservatives said now a prosperity agenda is further up the list. Well, what is that prosperity agenda? We've been told that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, every nation that signs on to this, these trade partnerships, we've got one for the Pacific, we've got one for the Atlantic and Europe that is coming up as well. Every one of the nations are told that you're going to get wealthy at the expense of the other people. This is a great deal for you, which means that it's not such a good deal for the other countries, but everyone is hearing the same deal. Now they say they have finally reached the set agreement, and they're going to start sending it out to the various nations to get past. This is reported today by the Washington Post. They say deal reached on Pacific Rim trade pact and boost for the Obama economic agenda. Yes, this is part of his legacy. He cares so much about his legacy, doesn't care so much about the rule of law, doesn't care so much about the rights of individuals. This is a massive, massive move towards multinational corporate governance and subsidization. But it is also put out as, quote unquote, setting the rules for 21st century trade. Now, actually, what it is doing is setting the stage for world government. This is a key part of this, masquerading initially as an economic agreement. Now, the interesting thing about this is what we're already seeing some reactions from the corporations. Of course, the corporations know what's in this. We still haven't seen it. But the corporations know what's in it. They're reacting to it, and their bought politicians are reacting to it. So let's kind of get an idea as to what's going on, even though we're still not allowed to see what's in this secret agreement. Big Pharma has seen it. Ford has seen it. Other corporations have seen it, and they're complaining about certain things. Orrin Hatch, for example, one of the big cheerleaders and supporters of Big Pharmaceuticals, is not happy with the fact that they are going to shorten up the amount of the copyright period for new drugs from 12 years to 5 years. So he's talking about how he may not be supporting this. We also have in other countries people who are involved with the election cycle coming up this year. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who is facing a tough re-election vote this year, is starting to back away from it. And the opposition party has said that it will not be bound by the terms of the deal. Now, understand this is a treaty. Maybe that will be true. But, you know, we look at this treaty that's going on in Syria, I'm sorry, with Iran, where many in the Republican Party say they're not going to be bound by that. Understand, these are treaties, even though they don't call them treaties, even though they just call them agreements, and even though they skip the constitutional process for signing a treaty, they're nevertheless a treaty. They treat NAFTA as a treaty. Also, leaders of Australia, New Zealand, several other countries made tough compromises, and they will face stiff opposition at home. Now, how are some of the politicians who are running for president reacting to this? Well, Bernie Sanders has said, quote, Wall Street and other big corporations have won again. He's absolutely right. Donald Trump has criticized the trade deals, saying not that he opposes it on principle, not that he sees that there is massive global governance in the wings, which is true. That's, you know, Senator Sessions is one of the few people who took the time to actually read these agreements, to study these agreements, to see that they are living agreements. They will move as they wish after these things are passed. Of course, once they're presented, it's going to be a straight up and down vote. There will be no modification, no debate. That was already decided by the fast track process. Hillary Clinton, who supported this while at the State Department, is now trying to back off a little bit, kind of sitting on the fence. She's already lost the support of the trade unions, so she may go for the corporations because she's lost a lot of big corporate backers. Now, the interesting catch in this is, how is it going to play out? Because John Boehner was all for the TPA as well as the TPP. He pushed very hard for that agreement. They're going to have to wait under the terms of the fast track agreement. They're going to have to wait 90 days until Obama gets it and signs it. And 60 of those days, it is supposed to be made available to the public. As I pointed out, we still haven't seen it, but of course the corporations know what's in it because they wrote it. They write our laws, not our lawmakers. Capitol Hill staffers said votes in the House and Senate are unlikely to happen before mid-April at the earliest. They say while the GOP has been more supportive of Obama's trade agenda, some conservatives have opposed a pact that was negotiated by a Democrat White House. And that's basically the issue that most of the Republican candidates, if they criticize it, say, I don't think he did a good deal. I don't want a trade agreement that was done by a Democrat. There are many more problems with it than that. That is a very simplistic opinion of this, but we need to get people to take a look at this to understand what is truly involved in it. Nevertheless, we'll take any kind of opposition we can get, even if it's for not a good reason or no reason at all. A Democrat, Rosa DeLauro, said that the administration is supposed to be fighting for the American public, not for high-priced lobbyists, but unfortunately, the administration's approach has been exactly the opposite. That's the opposition within the Democrat Party against Obama, against people like Hillary Clinton, and presumably Joe Biden, who hasn't made a position on this. Now, they say that it's going to evolve, of course, and we all know this. We've talked about this many times on InfoWars. It's going to be everything from agriculture and automobiles to intellectual property rights for pharmaceutical drugs and movies. That's the one of the key issues here, and that is enacting permanent copyright and control over things and making sure that they have a monopoly over things, as well as freedom of the internet. That's another big aspect of this. That's why it's not simply a trade agreement. This is not something that is free trade, corporations versus labor unions. That's a very simplistic idea of this. This involves some of our core freedoms like internet freedoms. Now, again, these 12 TPP nations comprise 40% of the world's gross domestic product. And again, as I pointed out, Orrin Hatch is upset about the reduction in terms of pharmaceutical companies' patents on genetically engineered drugs, as well as others. Ron Wyden is for it. And as others have said, they're concerned about how this is going to move. But this is what the New Zealand trade minister said. He said, long after details of things like tons of butter sold are regarded as a footnote in history, the bigger picture of what we achieve today will be what remains. And he goes on to say, in future years, we will be absolutely certain of the depth of achievement we reached at this point in our collective history. Yes. Yes. This is about a lot more than how much butter is going to sell for. This is about restructuring, many of our fundamental rights. It is about restructuring our governments. It is about creating a global governance that is above the nations that create it. This is a very dangerous agreement. And beyond Senator Sessions, very few people are talking about this. We have talked about it at InfoWars. An article today from Kurt Nemo really cuts to the issues at stake. He quotes Zero Hedge saying today, packaged as a gift to the American people that will renew industry and make us more competitive, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a Trojan horse. It is a coup by multinational corporations who want global subservience to their agenda. Buyer beware. Citizens beware. And then Kurt Nemo sums it up. He says, if enacted, the TPP will ultimately reduce America to third world status. The global elite and their corporatist partners are determined to impoverish humanity, to consolidate wealth and power, to reinvent and modernize the feudal system of the Middle Ages, and TPP is their weapon of choice. I couldn't have said it better. That is precisely what we're looking at. It is not just corporate cronyism. It is global governance, and it is a global governance that is a feudal system. Now, Politico looks at it and says, well, not so fast. This is how this could die in Washington. And they talk about the different factions that are opposed to this. They say Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina have criticized it again, simply because it's coming from Obama. Marco Rubio, however, and Jeb Bush have spoken favorably over it. You know, Marco Rubio said that he voted for the fast-tracked authority because he'd looked at the TPP agreement and read it. Many people have fact-checked that. And you know, interestingly enough, as we pointed out, and it should be a warning signal to everybody, that our elected representatives cannot see this without signing a non-disclosure agreement. They cannot talk to it to the American people without a non-disclosure agreement. Now, of course, Senator Sessions did in broad terms. Nothing happened to him. Others could have done it. But because they have to sign an agreement before they can go in and look at this agreement, they went back and they looked at the guest book, I guess, and they found that Rubio had never signed in to read this agreement. So I don't really think he did. Now, there's others like Mitch McConnell say that they're very concerned because it has some things that are going to prevent tobacco companies from suing governments over anti-tobacco laws. You know what? A lot of this is just posturing. A lot of this is going to be people like Mitch McConnell and Orrin Hatch and others who are going to say, well, you know, I'm going to oppose this in public, and they're just holding out for some more money. They just want a better deal. They just want to be paid more by these corporate lobbyists. They say, to be sure, the betting money is that this will pass, albeit after a long and loud debate. So that's precisely what we're looking at. And they point out that it passed 60 to 38. That's the authorization for fast track. See, that's where they betrayed us. This is a treaty. It should have required a straight up and down vote, according to the Constitution, 67 votes in the Senate, or actually two-thirds of whoever is there to be exact. Nevertheless, they passed it 60 to 38. They passed it with a much smaller margin in the House, and that is where it gets interesting. Who will replace Speaker Boehner? CNN reports why the House Speaker's race just got nasty. Now, of course, we had Kevin McCarthy, who was a front runner. His status meant that the race was essentially set up as a proxy vote on Boehner's tenure, they said. Now, today we had Congressman Jason Chaffetz enter the race. He said, you don't just give automatic promotion to the existing leadership team. He said, that doesn't signal change. I think they want a fresh face and a fresh new person. Well, that's just exactly what we're going to get, isn't it? We're going to get a fresh new face. But are we going to get somebody who is fundamentally different from John Boehner? Or is it just going to be a new face that they put in front of us? Now, one of the reasons that McCarthy fell out of favor was because of an interview that he did on Fox News last Wednesday. In that interview, he suggested that the House's select committee investigating Benghazi had been driven by politics against Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That outraged everybody in both parties. And so that kind of made him open for being taken down, even though he had the backing of Paul Ryan, the backing presumably of John Boehner. Now Chaffetz has entered the race. Sources, however, in the Freedom Caucus said on Sunday after he made his announcement that he'll have to explain his positions, including his backing of an online sales tax position and his decision to punish a North Carolina Republican. Guess who that was? That was Mark Meadows. Remember Mark Meadows? He was the one who came up with the motion to vacate the chair for John Boehner. He said, get out. You're punishing people by removing them from committees, amongst other things. It betrayed all of the issues that were dear to those who were conservative, open borders, many other issues. And so he had a motion to vacate the seat. Everybody laughed at it, and then they found that Boehner really didn't have the votes. Well, Mark Meadows was removed from a subcommittee. Why? Because he opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, actually the Fast Track Trade Authority. He was removed from that seat, not by John Boehner, but by Jason Chaffetz. So are things really going to change? Or is it simply another fresh face that they're going to put on there? There's only three people right now in the race. And that would be Kevin McCarthy, who's been endorsed by the establishment. You've got then Jason Chaffetz, who removed Mark Meadows from the committee because he opposed this unconstitutional process of fast-track authority instead of a treaty process because he opposed the TPP. And then you've got one other fellow, which they don't really give much of a chance to winning. This guy is Representative Daniel Webster from Florida. He is the only other declared candidate in opposition. He is also one of the very few Republicans in the Congress that opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Fast Track Trade Authority that would bring that in. So we've got one dark horse candidate at the moment that actually opposes this massive takeover of power, this restructuring of our government. Now, the other thing that you might have heard about Chaffetz in the last week is that he was also the subject of essentially a retaliation by the Secret Service. Remember, we had multiple violations of security protocol by the Secret Service, a lot of different scandals. His committee started investigating the Secret Service, and they decided that they would retaliate against him. And that has made a lot of congressmen as well as senators very concerned because of the arrogance of this bureaucracy, the Secret Service. But of course, that's just one of the bureaucracies that will go out there. If they will do that to him for investigating their incompetence, can you imagine how they blackmail senators and Supreme Court justices on a regular basis? Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Obama's war crimes this last weekend, as well as the Obama administration pushing for a global police force. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
This last Thursday, a mass murderer killed 9 people at a college. This last Saturday, Obama and the Department of Defense deliberately and repeatedly attacked a hospital, killing not 9, but 22 people. Nearly 2.5 times the number of people that this mass shooter killed. This is a war crime. As RT reports, it is inexcusable, possibly even criminal, says the UN rights chief. There were 19 people. I know those that initially in the report, it was 12 staff, 7 patients, 3 children. Now that death toll has gone up. This is what they say. The seriousness of the incident is underlined by the fact that if established as deliberate in a court of law, an airstrike on a hospital may amount to a war crime. They say it's utterly tragic, inexcusable, and possibly a crime. Now, this was against Doctors Without Borders. They were operating in Afghanistan and Kunduz. These attacks continued for more than 30 minutes after they were notified that they were under attack, after they contacted American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington. This is what is so disturbing about it, and this is what makes it a crime. And as we reported this weekend on InfoWars.com, patients were literally burning in their beds. Witnesses recall the horrific Kunduz hospital airstrike. They say as we were trying to work out what was happening, there was more bombing. They say that it happened between 2:08 in the morning and 3:15 a.m. They say that it was repeatedly hit very precisely. The tragedy happened despite the fact that they had provided U.S. command with GPS coordinates of the hospital, and they had done this multiple times. The latest time was September 28th, which is 4 or 5 days earlier. They say at first there was confusion and dust settling. We were trying to work out what was happening. Then there was more bombing. The bombs hit, and then we heard the plane circle around. There was a pause, then more bombs hit. This happened again and again. Exactly. Sounds like the attack on the USS Liberty by the Israeli Air Force. It was a deliberate attack then. It was a deliberate attack now. And as the calls about a war crime start to surface, not only from the UN, but from many different areas, NATO is investigating, the Department of Defense is starting to push back. They're saying that it was Afghan forces who called for the Kunduz airstrike. This is what they said on NPR. Now, that may be true. Nevertheless, it continued for 30 minutes after they were notified. So even if they call that in, even if the U.S. command did not pay any attention to the information from the hospital saying that they had gave them the exact GPS coordinates, still, they continued the attack for 30 minutes. So it's not enough to blame the Afghan government, and it's not enough to do what they did this weekend, and that is to blame the Taliban for being there. They said in the initial releases, and they continue to say this, unfortunately, the Taliban have decided to remain in the city, knowingly putting civilians at risk of harm. Well, you know what? That doesn't excuse it. When you shoot hospitals, when you shoot up ambulances, when you shoot up medics, when you shoot up the Red Cross, that is a war crime. Remember when we had Manning leak the video of American forces shooting an ambulance? First, they shot a bunch of people who were not risks to anyone. They shot up, but one of the people was carrying a camera. He was a Western cameraman. They shot these people up. Then as an ambulance came to help these people and they're loading them into the van, you see the video of these guys laughing as they're shooting up the ambulance. What happened with that war crime? Well, they didn't prosecute any of the shooters. They didn't prosecute any of the commanders who allowed that to happen. Instead, they put Manning in jail and then went after Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And I imagine we can see the same type of thing happening here. But Obama wants to come after your guns, the mass murderer. Maybe we should have a waiting period on assassinations. Maybe we should have a waiting period on wars. Maybe we should have a declaration of war before we get into these. Now, the other part of this context is the unraveling of the Afghanistan war. They say, is Kunduz the beginning of the end for Afghanistan? This is a Politico article. They say that America's deadly hospital strike points up how hard it's going to be to keep control from the air. They say a week ago, Kunduz, a provincial capital of 300,000 in northern Afghanistan, was not considered of particular strategic importance in the war against the Taliban. But the fall of Kunduz to the Taliban for 2 days last week marks a new phase in the war and a critical test. Kabul is now threatened from the north. Of course, Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan. And they point this out. They say the paramount problem is not so much the competence of the troops as what is happening at a much higher level inside the Afghan government. You know, that's the same problem we face here in the United States, isn't it? Is corruption at the top. Corruption, exactly. They say morale problems flow directly from moral failures in the Afghan state, not the least the massive corruption that has plagued both Iraq and Afghanistan. That's why they're in trouble. We have that same kind of corruption in the United States as well. When McClatchy was reporting on this back and forth in Syria, they say even with translators, the U.S. and Russia can't agree on the definition of terrorism. Remember the policy under Ronald Reagan where they were talking about how one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter? Well, today that would be one man's terrorist is another man's jihadi surrogate, because that's precisely what ISIS is. They create these jihadi surrogates, and these are real, real issues. These are real dangerous people. These are not just fake cookie cutters out here. ISIS is truly a threat, but we need to understand that it was created by the United States, equipped by the United States, trained by the United States. They brought in many of these jihadi terrorists that were fighting Russia. They were Chechen terrorists. That's one of the reasons why Russia is so adamant that they're going to take out the jihadi surrogates that we have created. This is a story from McClatchy. They say the United States' uneasy alliance with Turkey and quote-unquote moderate opposition groups requires American leaders to engage in verbal jujitsu. We would call that lying. When asked if the U.S.-led air campaign is also targeting the Nusra Front or al-Sham or other al-Qaeda-linked groups, they said the fundamental problem is the U.S. is trying to divorce its international anti-terrorism campaign from the rest of the Syrian civil war. In other words, it's blatantly a lie. It's hypocrisy. Everybody knows that we are working with al-Qaeda, just as we created the Mujahideen, which was al-Qaeda. Then we go from al-Qaeda, we rename it to ISIS, and yet it's still the same groups. They are our creation. They say it's very difficult, as we saw when the U.S. trained new Syrian force went in and just got obliterated by Nusra. The rebels want to fight the regime, but not ISIS. And they go on and they talk about this is all despite Assad's record. Well, what record would that be? I'm really not sure. We're told by Bloomberg that Cameron is criticizing Syria, calling him the butcher Assad. This is nothing but the same kind of silly rhetoric that we heard from George H.W. Bush when he went after strongman Manuel Noriega. We don't have to save the world from Assad. He's not attacking anybody. It's our allies, Saudi Arabia, that have attacked Yemen, their neighbor to the south. Donald Trump comes out and says he supports Putin bombing the hell out of ISIS, as the way he put it. He says that that Putin is there to prevent terrorism from spilling into Russia. And of course, we know that many of these people, as I just pointed out, came from Chechen rebels who are fighting Russia. He criticized the failed U.S. Middle Eastern policies that have already turned Iraq and Libya into a total mess. And I would add, as we see, Afghanistan as well. The rebel group, he says, we have no idea. I was talking to a general 2 days ago. We have no idea who these people are. We are training people. We don't know who they are. We're giving them billions of dollars to fight Assad. I would just say the only way I disagree with him is that we do know who they are. We do know that they are Al-Qaeda terrorists. It isn't that we're ignorant about that, but he has it basically right. He says they may be worse than Assad. They may be worse. I'm not saying that Assad is a good guy. And he went on to have some other discussions about what he would do with military spending. He said he would slash the military budget, even though he'd make the armed forces stronger. Now, that's not impossible to do. We have massive waste in the U.S. military. We spend more on the military than everybody else in the world combined. That's how wasteful our spending. We all know the legendary stories about Pentagon waste. And, of course, it's not limited to the Pentagon. But certainly there are things that we could do that would make it more efficient. And one of the things we could do would be to follow a non-interventionist foreign policy. I'm not sure that that's what he wants to do. He talks about himself being a big militarist. At the same time, he says, I didn't support the war in Iraq. He says, but I'm a big militarist. Well, I'm not a big militarist. Neither were the founders of this country. We understood that is the path to destruction, financially as well as internally. Our founders said that the means of defense abroad will become the instruments of tyranny at home. We're seeing that happen now. Look at this story. Instead of fighting ISIS, we now have the Obama administration saying that they are going to have a global political force to fight extremism in the United States. This is Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and she's talking about the Strong Cities Network, SCN. She says it would encompass the globe, and reference after reference after reference in their press release is how this needs to be done locally, but we need to be working together globally. It looks very much like Agenda 21, but for global involvement. Now, when we come back, Alex Jones is going to break down the latest trendy insanity, people who want to become handicapped.
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is An American President. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
And so that's why they've got to normalize all this craziness so that things are so scrambled, so that there's not any rudder where anything goes, so we won't care when our neighbors are being drugged off to a FEMA camp, so we won't care if they're putting psychotropics in all the kids' school lunches, that's what's being announced in the next phase, so we won't care when we're buying and selling with biometrics, so we won't care when half the people on the block are dying of cancer or neurological disorders. It's just got to be totally insane, whacked out, wild. You're not going to have tax rebates for having kids. You're going to have tax rebates for gouging your eyeballs out with hot pokers. And they just put it on the news with a straight face. Burn your eyes out with Drano. It's sexy. It's cool. These people are poor, sad folks, but this is who they really are. You need to accept it. But you also got a lot of a man come in the restroom with you because they feel like they're a woman. But a normal heterosexual relationship is oppressive of women and should be banned. It is the injection of mass mental illness with rudderless, mindless, dumbed down, domesticated people raised by liberals. Now these new people are just begging for death, begging for destruction. Their religion is hating themselves and getting a hold of your children. And it's just to lay the groundwork for us to fall like an old rotten dead tree in a high wind. Because the mass extermination of the general public comes after this. This is just the softening up phase. We'll break it down on the other side. We're playing this from Bancroft Television to analyze how mainstream media is mainlining the trans-abled movement to mutilate or maim yourself, all at taxpayer expense. Here is part of the sickening report.
BIID means that you have a need to be disabled in some way. In my case, it was a need to go blind.
9 years ago, Jewel took the drastic decision to blind herself.
I found that lye is very painful, although it does get the job done. I found that drain cleaner is little less painful, although it does a lot of damage to the eye.
She found a psychologist willing to help her, and after 2 weeks of working together to make sure she was ready, they carried out Jewel's plan.
I laid down on the sofa, and he sat next to me. Drop two drops into each eye. My eyes were screaming. In the moment, All I could think of was, I'm going blind. It's going to be okay.
After waiting half an hour to make sure the damage was done, the psychologist took Jewel to hospital, where doctors fought to save her sight.
The following day, I was joyful until I turned on my back, opened my eyes, and could see the TV screen. I was so enraged, and I thought that it hadn't worked. Over about 6 months, the sight in both eyes slowly went away. I was so happy. I felt that this was who I was supposed to be.
Okay, that's enough. And that's Barcroft Television out of the UK. It's worldwide. The full video is up on Infowars.com, and a story pouring drain cleaner in your eyes, the new trendy social justice movement. Not supporting people who want to blind themselves is bigoted and intolerant. And having the name mother, father, boy, or girl hurts people that don't have a mother or father or who aren't a boy or girl. So you can't use that word because you existing is hateful. And Europeans existing is wrong. They have major members of the UK and German and French government in the last month on television. We've ran the articles saying it's good we've opened the borders up to the Middle East because it's bad that Europe has white people. And it's good they're all about to be gone. Well, I'm not against North Africans or Arabs. But a lot of them have picked up the chant. Yeah, we're coming to breed you out. We're going to conquer you. You're weak. Because the government says, come in, we're weak, take us over. And I talked to Paul Watson about this a few weeks ago. I said, what do you think it is? And he said, I think it's cuckolding. And I said, you mean where a woman basically like dominates her husband in front of another man and the man has sex with her? I don't mean to talk about this on air, folks, but this is psychology. And he goes, yes, exactly. And I said, you're absolutely right. That's what I think it is. And no one else was really saying this. We both understood. It's like a weird form of domination. It's sadomasochistic, where they are, these sadists are just taking anything that was powerful, strong, and an original culture and destroying it. And they want to destroy the third world as well. They've done that. They try to keep the third world in squalor. And they are the masters of this planet, and they want to normalize pouring drain cleaner in your eyes and making us pay for it because they're evil. The globalists are sick. They have to normalize that, invert reality, and say those of us that want to go for a jog in the morning, that enjoy a beautiful sunset, that enjoy a loving relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, who want to raise good children, who just love decency and don't love degeneracy. We're the enemy. And look, I get being corrupt. I get doing bad things. Not to this extent, but I understand everybody's got another side to them. But you give into that side, you'll end up alone, lonely, very low life expectancy, very poor. People that get into degeneracy are losers. And they want to make all the rest of us losers because losers love company. This woman is fabulously mentally ill. Fabulously a self-hater. Fabulously wants attention. And she wants to make you pay for it. And then she found another twisted individual who wanted to come be part of this and do this to her. And it's an act of dominating reality that they can do something obscene, like take someone's sight when so many millions of people that are blind would give anything for it. They take a gift like that and create vandalism on God's creation. That woman sacrificed her eyes because she's demon-possessed. Whether it's a demon, whether it's an archetype, whatever it is, the woman is infested. Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The power
powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Made in the 1970s, and now Pepsi does use babies in their secret flavoring. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Welcome back. Now, joining us in this segment is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about Obama's push for gun control. Every time there's a shooting, he pushes for more gun control. But as I mentioned in the first segment, when he went on his shooting spree this Saturday, where's the background check? Where's the waiting period for assassinations, for starting wars? We never even saw his ID, but he's called on the Democrat candidates to politicize this. And of course, Hillary Clinton is the first one to jump on this boat.
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw him immediately saying, take this and run with it. Politicize this event.
get that elusive gun control that we have really been seeking. And now you recall that before he even took to his pulpit to deliver his sermon, he was told that Christians were targeted. He never once called for religious tolerance. It was all about gun control. So he completely avoided.
Of course, James Wood said,
like,
is he going to sing Amazing Grace at the funeral?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I mean, it's just blatant hypocrisy there. So, of course, now the White House press secretary is pointing out that Obama does have some more executive actions on gun control up his sleeve, that he is working behind the scenes to deliver some more executive actions on gun control. No details on just what that is.
Well, it's interesting because they've looked at this and they've said, well, okay, they got the last two shootings, they got their guns completely legally. And so there's really not too many cards that they can throw out there short of outright confiscation, which Obama very directly talked about this weekend. He said, hey, we've got societies like ours and UK and Australia where they just banned guns completely, and they've almost stopped shootings there.
Yeah, almost. It's almost worked. And so it's almost like they're preparing us to accept that next phase of the gun confiscation, because now the New York Times is pointing out how they got their guns. So they're talking about just eight of the 14 recent mass shootings that have taken place. Criminal histories and documented mental health problems didn't prevent them from obtaining these guns. So now they're kind of saying, well, we want to expand this program that doesn't even work. So what's the next step once they do pass that universal background check? Well, now we're going to have to confiscate the guns because it's not working.
Maybe they should confiscate the SSRIs. Maybe they should have registration of people with SSRIs. I mean, I would like to know as much as I would like to know if there's a sex offender in my area. I'd like to know who's on SSRIs, because that has been the factor over and over again with these mass murder suicides. And of course, people who are on SSRIs don't just use guns. They've used all kinds of weapons to kill
hammers,
people.
Axes, exactly. Machetes. And
that's exactly themselves and their family. Yes.
Taking prescription drugs the way they're prescribed is the number one killer in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Way more than guns. So, but they're not going to talk about that. Now, the New York Times, they only point out about eight people. Breitbart has pointed out that it's at least 25 people who have, you know, passed these background checks. So Hillary, she has come out now. She's giving her gun control plan, which includes she wants to abolish the legislation that protects gun makers and dealers from being sued by shooting victims. So she wants to go ahead and repeal this Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that was passed in 2005 to shield gun makers and retailers from any liability from a third party that would use their products. Well, she wants to repeal that. And then, of course, she wants to expand background checks and make sure that, you know, domestic abusers can't purchase guns. But those laws already exist.
You mean domestic abusers like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? Because we just learned that Hillary Clinton frequently beat up Bill. Dee Dee Myers said, was told that he, to tell everybody, he cut himself shaving. And then he came out with this big gash on his face, which was not from shaving. They said that happened repeatedly. So she was very abusive of her spouse. And, of course, we hear that he is very abusive of his mistresses as well. So I guess they should be on the list.
On the list. Exactly. Well, now people are pointing out that this is going to be an opportunity for her to stand out from Bernie Sanders, because she's even farther to the left than him, because he's kind of torn on the issue of gun control, because obviously he's in a gun-friendly state there. But
he's right on a few issues.
Yeah.
He's right on guns. He's right on the TPP. She's wrong on everything.
Right. Everything.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but no, she's great on SNL. Yeah, right? So now let's point out that this is already, another family has already tried this. This is Sandy and Lonnie Phillips. You might remember them. Now, their daughter was killed in the Aurora shooting. And they actually tried to go after the Lucky Gunner and Sportsman Guide, the manufacturers there.
I believe they're the people that encountered Alex at the Alamo gun rally, weren't
very
they?
Very friendly folk.
Yeah, yeah. He got in Alex's face.
Yeah.
And then he got in the face of the gun owners and he got slapped down. Tell us about that.
Right, and so then this lawsuit was part of a larger effort by the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. They wanted to expose unscrupulous gun dealers that ignore obvious warning signs and sell to customers with malicious intentions. So obviously they weren't able to prove that that was the case. And the judge threw this out. And now they actually owe Lucky Gunner about $280,000, you know, for all of their travel and all their court fees and everything.
That's interesting because a manufacturer cannot know that they've got malicious intentions if they clear background checks. I mean, first of all, it's not the manufacturer who's involved in the transaction. It's a retailer who is a licensed firearm seller as well as the FBI. And if the FBI can't detect it, why should the gun manufacturer be able to detect that this is malicious?
Exactly. And then you have someone, you know, just making ammo. Mm-hmm. So they're way out of that transaction.
But, of course, what we heard from the father of this most recent shooter was that guns are killers. Don't buy guns. Don't buy guns. Don't buy guns, he said. And so that's the mentality, is that anybody that manufactures a gun, there's an evil intent. Because they don't see that guns can be used to protect people as well.
Right. And cars, automobiles are a much bigger killer than guns. Mm-hmm. But are we going to now start suing the automobile manufacturers for accidents?
Probably will soon.
You know?
And of course, we'll use that argument to ban driving. I'm sure that's coming down the pike. But
everything's dangerous and they just want to keep us safe and protected.
Mm-hmm. Give up your freedoms.
Yeah. Now, like you've mentioned earlier, obviously, what is the number one thing that all of these things have in common? Suicide pills, SSRIs. And if Hillary Clinton really wanted to do something about it, she should do something about the complete legal immunity for Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you can sue them, but it's incredibly expensive. They make you jump through all of these loopholes to even bring a case. That's why normally if someone ever does go against Big Pharma, it has to be a class action suit where multiple people come together. But now the courts have even decided that that's not fair because everyone's individually different and they might not have all been injured in the same way. So they make it almost impossible for you to sue Big Pharma for all of these things going on. But just like you said, I would want to know who's on SSRIs. If you're one of these parents who's so upset because someone didn't get the measles shot in their school, but yet you're completely fine with the fact that there are a number of violent acts committed where young children are at that age where it specifically says if you're at this age, you're going to have 22 drug regulatory agency warnings actually say that they cause mania, psychosis, hostility, aggression, and homicidal ideation.
And so they go to a psychiatrist, and for these particular situations, they're depressive, they're suicidal, and what do they get? They get a drug that exacerbates those very issues. And if they try to get off of the drug, the withdrawal symptoms exacerbate that. That's when they're the most dangerous, is when they try to get off of these drugs. And so beyond the effects, the long-term effects of staying on this medication indefinitely, as you pointed out, you've got these kids in schools and elsewhere, as well as adults, that are on these drugs, and they are walking time bombs in many cases.
Yeah, well, the CCHR International, they're a mental health watchdog. They point out 35 school shooters or school-related violence that had been committed by people under the influence of psychiatric drugs. And it goes well beyond guns. It's also the use of knives, swords, bombs, and these kids are committing suicide at record numbers.
Ropes, hammers, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the issue. A gun is a tool. A gun can be used for good. It can be used for evil. You know, it was Joe Biden had the most inane comment about this, trying to politicize it, because he's, let's face it, he's going to get in the race. I'm absolutely certain he's just biding his time. He's going to get in. He said, the Second Amendment doesn't give you permission to have bazookas and fighter jets. No, it doesn't give you permission for anything. It recognizes your fundamental right. And that's where these people are wrong. And they're not going to do this piecemeal by laws, by outlawing private transactions. That's the other part of what Hillary Clinton wants to do. Right. That's essentially what they're going to do with their closing of the gun show loophole. It's essentially outlawing private transactions. Nobody's going to be able to legally comply with this. It's going to be too risky.
Well, that's why they continue to fail, because there is no loophole. They do background checks at gun shows. So I think, you know, they're just meandering around the facts.
It's yet another fight on our hands, and it's interesting to see how others are reacting to this, both Democrat and Republican. Again, you are never guaranteed that you're going to have rights. You always have to fight for them. Thank you for joining us. That's our news for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. on InfoWars. That's where you learn how to fight for your freedom, where people are coming for your freedoms.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine,
hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.